Welcome again today to another mini podcast where we'll be exploring the topic of relationships in the Roman Church based on the passages from Romans 14 verses 1 through chapter 15 through 13 and Romans 16 verses 3 through 15. In these chapters, Paul addresses the issues and dynamics within the churches in Rome. In Romans 14, Paul discusses the matter of judging others based on what they eat. He emphasizes that it's not our place to judge others in such matters. Whether someone eats meat or not is not of the utmost importance. We're called to live for the Lord and recognize that when we die to the Lord. It is God who will judge each one of us, so we should not put stumbling blocks in the way of others. Paul raises the concept of being weak in faith or weak in conviction in Romans 14 verses 1 through 13. He encourages believers to draw near to God with a true heart and hold fast to their hope in Jesus. We should encourage and stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as brothers and sisters. We should focus on Jesus and His ways rather than judging others for things that God does not judge them for, even if it pertains to food offered to foreign gods. The effect of judging one another is explored in Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 22. Paul advises that if someone believes certain foods are unclean, they should refrain from eating them. It is important not to destroy others for what we personally believe is wrong, especially if God does not see it that way. Eating something that causes a fellow believer to stumble is not right. If our actions do not come from faith, then it is sin. This behavior can harm the work of God in their midst. The welcoming and acceptance of God in Christ should serve as the basis and model for how believers treat one another. Respecting each other's conscience and cherishing fellowship is crucial. Being divided over matters that are not important to God can fracture the fellowship. True fellowship means having something in common together, which is the flesh and the blood of Jesus. In conclusion, these passages remind us of the importance of not judging one another based on personal convictions and preferences. Instead, we should focus on loving and encouraging one another, respecting each other's conscience, and cherishing the fellowship we have in Christ. Let us strive for unity and understanding, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and His example of acceptance and love. Thank you for joining us today as we explore the dynamics of relationships in the Roman Church. You have a blessed day.